Good morning. I hate to follow those two because you guys are awesome. You did a great job. So what I say may be a little repetitive, but I know this is Youth in Action Sunday, and I certainly don't fit that category, but I do like to participate in this Sunday's events to report to you about the great work that our youth are doing on these trips. We have been on some pretty amazing trips, and this one was no different. We went to a place we knew very little about, and the kids possibly wondering, how could this even come close to being as meaningful and impactful as the work in Puerto Rico? Well, instead of cleaning up after a hurricane this year, our youth became a force much like a hurricane. We made a difference in this organization that works so hard to touch the lives of so many there and experience so many there that experience rural poverty in Orland, Maine. I would like to just put the numbers together because this was one of the things that kind of stood out for us. The youth had this kind of impact, and this has been said in other ways already, but there was one gigantic garden. It felt gigantic. It felt humongous. It probably wasn't that big, but they put up 240 feet of fence and chicken wire to keep the garden safe from the wildlife. This garden was important because they got a lot of their food for the food shelf out of it and to make the food for lunches. They also weeded that entire garden. It looked brand new after we left it. But this fence also, this included 480 feet of sawed pine boards, 30 cedar posts, 8 foot long, dug down 2 feet each. This is a lot of work. They did split, load, unload, and stack 12 cords of wood and stack an additional 2 cords. So yes, 14. Made a meal and served it for 40. At lunch, painted 6 picnic tables, a memory garden, and an entire porch requiring at least 12 gallons of paint and stain, and about 5 trips to the hardware store. They cleaned out a large greenhouse, making it look like new again. It was really overgrown, and we do have pictures of all of this, so visual is probably better. One of my favorite moments was they played a personalized concert for Eunice, one of the workers there who worked in the craft shop. And her radio had broken, and music was really important to her. And they gave her a concert and made her cry. They connected with several individuals, as you've heard the story, who were either working there, volunteering, or getting the services that were being provided, learning their stories and their struggles. And through all of this, we had some really fun times peppered in there, moments of fun and connection within our own group. Singing and music was really awesome this year. Campfires, swimming in frigid Maine waters, one in which I think most of the adults were freezing on the side, and Casey got all of the youth to run into the water and freeze their butts off. But we had group games with countless antics that made us laugh so hard. 15 to 20 egg sandwiches made several mornings before we headed out the door, and maybe quite a few Dunkin' Donuts stops on the way back through, too. But through all of this, the group received countless compliments about their work ethic, motivation, and initiative. And above all else, we made the lives of those there at home better. I have worked with youth for many years in my professional life, and with these fine young people for the last several. What I know is that when they have purpose and good hearts, they will do good to their neighbor. They will make a difference, and God's love will shine through them. I feel blessed to have this experience with these incredible young people, and I just wanted you to know that you would be proud. Thank you to Jared for leading us. He's amazing. Thank you to the other chaperones that have all gone on these trips. And thank you so much to you as a congregation for supporting them. I promise you, they are representing this church and community in glorious and loving ways. Thank you.